Hello, beautiful people. Welcome to Heart First. So we've
Go
just
ahead.
been talking. So this is the second time we're recording a podcast today because we started one. And what happened was I said something in the podcast, which I really shouldn't feel bad about, but I ended up blurting something out and then knowing and feeling that it would be misunderstood and misinterpreted. And then a few minutes later, realizing, oh, I don't think I want to air this episode, even though it was like a small thing, but it could be misconstrued as something else. So the whole point was, why can we be so hard on ourselves? Like with this desire to be perfect and how we express and, you know, what we say, because we're in this like era of like so much polarity and things are so heightened on the collective level. We're all feeling it, you know, humanitarians, political, whatever, like there's so much stuff going on that we're all dealing with that I feel like through this podcast, I always want to speak heart first, which for me means off the cuff from, you know, connected, naturally informal. However, I feel this responsibility to express in such a way that it is unifying, even if we don't agree. And so I guess that's a blend of things, but that's the vibe.
So the theme, I guess, of last podcast that we just recorded / this podcast, we were talking about fear, which perfectly was like demonstrated real time, like what we were talking about. And I was saying how it's so interesting and so wild how much fear governs our everyday activities for the most, like on all the levels. So like, and I made a, like for me in my personal life, I have a fear of being seen. I have a fear of like letting people see me as I am in all my forms and not giving any fucks. I have a fear of like being successful, which is wild to me because like I don't know. It's so fascinating. But then there's fear on bigger, like there's so much fear in our collective right now as like a society. There's so much fear of like what's going to happen because of all this bloodshed. There's so much fear of like, I'm on this side of the camp and I'm on the other side of the camp and there's no coming, like there's fear of not coming together. And how has fear affected anybody who's listening or watching, what is that word? Anybody who's listening or watching, how has fear, I mean, are you even aware that fear is governing your life? You know, like I also, it's still technically winter, but when it's really icy here, I was driving one day, my car slips and slides all over the place. And then from that moment after I got home safely, I refused to drive anywhere for 3 weeks to almost a month because I was petrified of the possibility of ice and me not being able to maneuver that again. So that changed my life trajectory for those 3 weeks that I refused to leave because of that fear, you know? And it's like, it's so wild how real it can feel and how potent it can feel when it's really just us. In some cases, it is warranted abso-fucking-lutely, right? But in a lot of cases, fear is us pushing up against our comfort zone, that comfy little box that we like to live our lives in without being jostled and everything is status quo and we just get up and I do my things and I go to my work and I come home and like, you know, anything outside of that, that when we're pushing against that zone of comfort, that zone of growth, for me specifically in my personal life, that is fear. So I don't know.
Yeah, fuck no, fear. It's like, like we're continually expanding, you know, that boundary. It's like through this podcast, you know, we've talked about things that are not exactly comfortable, you know, because, and we're hearing less and less of those conversations. Those conversations are so needed at this time, right? We made a joke earlier. I don't know if we'll air it from the episode. We were talking about Jon Stewart briefly, where in the new Daily Show, which for me is my personal therapy recently, because I just need to laugh about what's happening in the world. Otherwise, I'll cry or scream, or I do all those things like every day. But where he had an Israeli and a Palestinian journalist on who have been friends for over a decade. There are many, many things they do not agree on, and there are multiple things they do agree on. And it's just so the polarity, the fear. It's like usually I feel like when people come together and they listen to one another, they have real conversations. If you come in with the intention of understanding more, not shutting the other person down, but actually being an active listener, even if you totally disagree, like, So what we had talked about in the previous episode basically had to do with Israel Palestine. And I had said something because we had both expressed, Ifeoma and I have both expressed our, you know, core belief, in liberation for every single human being and equality for every single human being and no more occupation. And I had said something that was echoing that, but yeah, we want to be mindful of the words that we use. And also, you know, not everyone's going to give you the benefit of the doubt. Not everyone is going to want to understand what you're saying, because if they have a different frame of reference, a different core set of beliefs that they've been raised with, and they're maybe not willing to look at them or expand their viewpoint, not trying to say I'm right about everything. I'm continually learning every single day. Nobody is perfect. You can easily find someone who's more well-read than you, who knows about everything that's happened for the last 100+ years. Meanwhile, I feel so passionate about the importance of creating the new. Like everything that's happened thus far has gotten us to where we are, where the world is. Despite knowing we are moving to the space of universal love, and some days we feel it and some days we don't, as you know, the world's detoxifying so many systems, obviously not just the Middle East, but everywhere really. It's like the more we can come together and try to create something new with the energy of love, right? Expansion, listening, learning this divine feminine energy that has been so repressed. And you and I, Ifeoma and I had been talking earlier, I would love for us to chat a little bit about this. We had intended to make the episode about this. It didn't really happen. But just about, you know, the divine feminine energy, what that means, how that energy is rising in the collective, how important and shifting that is, and how you and I have spoken, and any women listening, and men, because really this is, we are speaking as women, of course. However, it's the energy of the divine feminine. It's this energy of flow, creativity, not a need for controlling everything, but this energy rising and the ways that we have repressed ourselves because we've been afraid, haven't felt safe as women. And that specific, most women, you and I, we both of us have experienced, as every woman probably has experienced, you know, situations where you haven't felt safe or a lot of it safety, maybe physical safety, emotional, mental, all of it. And we need to feel safe in order to change the world. And so creating environments and fostering environments where people don't have to think the same, but we know we're coming with this core value of desiring to create a world, I say universal love because that resonates. I don't know if that resonates with everyone because it maybe sounds woo-woo, but whatever, it is, and I love it. You know, this energy of peace and equality, you know. There's my little rant.
I think that's so important because that's where we're going. I think it's obviously very important that we all feel safe, but I think it's also important to say that is unlikely to happen. Truly, with everything that's happening in the world, it's very unlikely with all the shifting and people becoming more aware and people speaking out, I think it's important to feel the fear and do it anyways. And I'm saying that in context to, if you don't feel safe in a situation, I think it's okay to still do your best to move forward, because, like, I don't know, there has to be like use your voice, scream and shout, do whatever you can, because whatever that looks like, because it can be anything. I think the ideal is absolutely everybody has a right, a human basic right, to feel safe every single day. Unfortunately, I just don't think that it's just not where we are now. It's not reality, unfortunately, you know? So in those moments of not feeling safe, whatever it could be, please feel empowered to do it scared anyways. Doing it scared meaning like moving forward, trying to create that safety space for you, speaking out.
Yeah.
Being a human is such a wild trip.
It is. And yeah, finding, as we've spoken about in previous episodes, but yeah, like Ifoma and I have, we joke, but like, we feel grateful to have each other, because it's mm-hmm. so important to have friends who you're able to be 100% yourself with, because absolutely. Even if one of us, yeah, like even if one of us says something, you know, that we don't have to agree on everything for sure, but we know that it's like, we're constantly, I feel like, anyway, I'm learning a lot and feeling supported a lot. And friendships have always been important. But, you know, looking at what's happening in the world and outside our doorsteps or in your personal life, like there's so much tumult. There's so much like toxicity, and there's so much around us that the more we can foster relationships and self-care and these things that really support us, so we can move through the fear, as you said, you know, and do it anyway. And just like, right, like baby step, like maybe it's that little Instagram post. Maybe it's like, I don't know. It really can be anything. It depends on, I'm sure, as whatever popped in your head as you heard me say that, that's the thing for you. It's so personal and yet so universal.
Yeah, abso-freaking-lutely. Like, just do it scared. Yeah. But yeah, no, I think fostering for me also, similarly, like, it has been such a balm for my soul, and creating that space of safety, being in community with you and having you as a friend and in my life, because we're not, obviously she is her and I am me, but there's such beauty in being able to like just tell somebody about something and know there's not going to be any judgment or any criticisms or anything, right? It's like, it's such a safe space that with this safe space, it's allowing me to grow in ways that I don't know. It's so wild and so fascinating. I've done a lot of my healing journey isolated and alone. Like, I've had people in my life, but like, not really having people going when I was going through like the dark shadow of the night and all of these woo-woo terms. But again, for me, it feels very relevant. Mm-hmm. And then to be on the other side of that and to be able to foster this community, it's like, oh my gosh, it almost makes everything I went through worth it, in the sense, I mean, in so many ways, because through great pain, the gift is the wisdom, right? So was it ideal to have to experience any of that trauma? Fuck no, but also fuck yes, because I would not be me. And I've said this multiple times, I don't feel like the caliber of our friendship would have been able to be sustained had I still been my unhealed or even healing. I mean, I'm always healing, but the deep, deep healing, it would not have been able to be sustained. So safety for you, I don't know, out there listening, watching, it could be community that you find. For me, a lot of my safety when I felt isolated was through other YouTubers who I just really resonated with and identified with. And regardless if I knew them in real life or not, it just felt like a safe space, you know? So try to foster some sense of safety in whatever way that means to you as you're moving through this journey, because it is a human basic right. And just to like keep going forward, keep stepping that one foot in front of the other and doing it afraid. And, you know, I really feel like regardless if you are a they, them, if you are a man or if you are a woman or anything in between, on any level, we all have the energies of femininity and we all have the energies of masculine, the dualities, like, because that is the human experience. We are all, we are everything. We are not just one thing. I think the more we learn to embrace that, because also if you look at the way our world is right now, like we are, and like to what you were saying also, we are in this very masculine
toxic
energy, but the toxic masculine. So there's like healed masculine energy, toxic masculine energy, healed feminine energy, toxic feminine energy. And we are on the, I feel like where we are energetically, hold on. I feel like we are still in the toxic masculine, but we're like starting to leave. It's like a door is opening and we're all starting to step forward to access this like divine feminine energy. And that, I mean, for me, I know you're saying that it's moving faster. I just feel like being a human is like so slow and so dense.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, oh, we're still here. It's 2024 and this is what we're still experiencing. Like, what?
I know. I say that and I feel that. And then I also feel impatient as hell and frustrated. And
I feel impatient as well.
Yeah. What's that?
I said, I feel impatient as well.
Yeah. Apparently that's one of the biggest human lessons is patience, right? Because the soul is not in a rush. It's just because life is short and it just keeps getting faster. But yeah, the rise of divine feminine energy and the nurturing relationships where we feel safe. And like for me, rising divine feminine energy as a woman in this lifetime. I have to say that because I know I've been an unhealed male many times. I feel even if I'm second wave, maybe it's just an imprint. But I feel this desire to focus on the creative part. Did you see that? Do you have this?
Yep. I did not. I went to, well, I did this, but I was scratching my arm and then it did it.
Okay. Let me stay on this because maybe that was a sign. It's creating. It's creativity. Embracing that flow of energy. What, like the divine feminine is all about creativity. It's not about structure, rules. It's not about the to-do list and checking things off. And I'm a Virgo and I do love that shit in a healthy way, not so much earlier, but now, thankfully, it's about doing things that feel aligned for you and embracing that flow rather than trying to be rigid. I keep hearing the word rigid. It's flow. It's flowing energy. Like asking yourself, like if you're like thinking, oh, I have all this repressed energy, like what repressed divine feminine, what does that mean? It probably means exactly what I just said, like being feeling like you need to follow this. You need to, you know, if you ask someone, what did you do today? Like, and you expect them to say, accomplish things, right? Like, I don't know. I grew up with that. And I think a lot of people have, it's like, you know, and then if you're like, I meditated or, you know, or I hung out and I lied out on the grass. Or, I mean, these are ideal situations, by the way, I would love.
I'd love to lay in the grass right now.
Right? Doesn't that sound good on a nice summer day? And the sun, the portal, so important for us right now. And especially we're integrating these higher frequencies with the solar flares. But flowing divine feminine energy, like asking yourself, what can I do? Like, what's going to, how do I increase that? You know, how do we like focus, just being aware of it if you're feeling like you're going to work, doing the things, drop your kid to school, doing, going through the, all the things you need to do to be a productive, an adult, right? Responsible. Then like, how can I increase that flowing energy? Like what do you love to do? I mean, what would you do if you didn't have to, like that, that, like, what would you be doing if you didn't have something to do? Right.
Yeah.
Like, other than consuming like Netflix or whatever, because sometimes those things are important too. But like what brings you joy? Like, yeah. I feel like that's divine feminine, is a little bit just like not thinking about it so hard, being more in your heart than in your head, you know?
The perfect way I can sum that all up is like when we're little kids, we're not doing, I mean, I don't know any little kid. I've never met a little kid. There could be out there though, who has a checklist and a briefcase, right? But I feel like when we're little kids and we're moving through life and like, let's play outside and on the swing set and we're coloring and we're doing all these things, that is being in creativity. That is being in flow with the divine feminine energy, because we're creating, we're playing, we're like, and as adults, as we become older and like the way the world starts to weigh us all down and we become like desensitized and or indoctrinated to certain ideals, certain whatever, we can lose that. And then that's kind of where we are now as a society. We have been fragmented from our true selves, from the core of who we are, from that innocent play child-like energy, because the world feels so heavy and it feels so demanding. It doesn't even feel like it, currently is so demanding. Like, people are living paycheck to paycheck, and even worse, people are not making ends meet. Food is so expensive. Like, housing is so expensive. There is genuine fear. There's genuine like angst of like, how are we going to survive and how are we going to make it? And that is all very valid and very real for so many of us. And I can understand and feel, because I have absolutely been there for sure, how hard it can feel to connect with that creating aspect when you feel like you're in the thick of it. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. That just made me think of, it made me think of Jim Carrey. Do you know this? Because in terms of, okay, take the ride with me.
Okay, we're going.
Because literally he was in his car, apparently, if my memory serves me correctly. So when he was starting his career as a comedian and had very little money, I think his dad was also a comedian, and I don't think he was living out of his car, but he was like, his financial situation was very challenging. And he had these big dreams, and I admire this man for so many reasons. Aside from being a brilliant comedian, his ability to imagine, and it's that energy of being childlike, I think. I don't know if that's where it comes from, but in his case, it just seems like, of course, he would be good at this from his comedic skills. But this ability to imagine, no matter how broke you are or what your circumstance is, and kids are very good at this, to imagine, and it even applies to peace on earth. I envision that before I go to sleep. That's kind of my thing. But like whatever you want to create, the more we can, and I'm not saying to ignore, but we're very good at not ignoring, at least Ifoma and I are, as much as we can, to focus on what we want to create, how we want the world to be, how we want our lives to be, whether it's, you know, financial abundance, to travel somewhere, just like imagine like the perfect day for yourself. So back to Jim Carrey quickly. Basically, he wrote himself a check for $10 million. I don't know if you know this story, do you?
Yeah. Yes, I do.
So he wrote himself a check for $10 million. This is before his first huge contract, which was, I believe, for the movie Dumb and Dumber many, many years ago. He wrote himself a check. He would drive out somewhere in LA. I've been there many times now, but I don't know where in LA, but outside these beautiful mansions somewhere. And he would say things to himself like, everybody wants to work with me. All these compliments, these affirmations, he would say them out loud to himself. He would think them, he would feel them. Because the trick is, yes, it needs to be in your mind, but you need to believe it. That's why kids are such amazing manifestors. So like believing in that, like feeling that. And then eventually he did actually his first big movie contract. I forget. I think it was a few years later. He signed for Dumb and Dumber and the check was for $10 million. And he had already written it. So he literally manifested that. But like, I feel like that is actually a good analogy. It's usually not my thing, analogies. But, you know, like if we can imagine whether it's a peaceful world, you know, being financially abundant, if your situation is challenging right now, being in optimal health, like picturing if you have a loved one who's not well, imagining them in optimal health, like before you go to sleep or like anytime really, but I just feel like before you go to sleep or first one thing when you wake up, like really feel that in your heart and have that belief, like the way a child believes. When we're yeah. able to tap into that energy, which is just really tapping into source and love, we are able to expand that. And it might not be overnight and it doesn't sound right. But right. Patience.
But no, it's like the perfect, it is like what you're describing is like a blueprint, because I'm seeing this in my personal life. Like actively happen in front of me as I have healed myself with food, wild foods, wild herbs, and visualization, like seeing myself healed, seeing myself whole, wholly healed, like all this stuff. And it's happened. It's happening. Like, and I keep envisioning myself like, because I've had this like, it was not last week. It was the week before. I had this huge mental block with even trying to work out, and like of course I reached out to like my support system. I was talking to Jess, I was talking to my friend Donna, like I was saying, and like just reaching out and like being able to talk about it, I could then identify the root cause. Part of me didn't feel worthy enough, like I even deserved that, at like what I'm wanting, which is concept, like I didn't embody it. Like intellectually, I obviously know I'm worthy, as all humans are worthy. We are all beautiful. We are all here on purpose, and we are all enough in our, however we show up. But like, there was a part of me that didn't embody that worthiness. But now I'm like visualizing myself working out and like the best version of me, who I am creating, my, like who I am, but who I'm creating, the who I want to be. Like, she works out. She takes care of her physical body. You know, she is embodiment of, like, all these things. And I'm, like, actively doing it. So, like, I'm visualizing it. That's my blueprint. But when you keep in the energy of what you want and what you're visualizing and what you want to attract to you, in your actual current life, you start to align with these actions. And then you do it.
Absolutely.
Fucking wild, but awesome.
No, so. I love that. It's a beautiful analogy, powerful, and I love it. Yeah, I mean, yeah, exactly. The action part is obviously key as well. But yeah, that I love that for you, and I'm so happy. but anyone who's listening, regardless of your, you know, whatever it is for you, or multiple things, you know, they're, yeah. It's funny, I think what I'm going for, we're all moving through stuff. I think, yeah, self-love, worthiness, believing that and knowing that your birthright is whatever you're seeking, you know, optimal health, you know, abundance in all ways, like whatever. If you have a dream, something you're desiring, and again, it could, whatever it is, it's here. And it's kind of up to you to empower yourself, to take the steps to empower yourself toward that unfolding in 3D.
I also feel like as you're talking, because I know I've experienced it, there's so much fear with letting ourselves, believing that we can have what we want. There's so much fear, like collectively, like as a society, so much fear in, how do I put this? being taking accountability and responsibility for ourselves and our actions. Mm-hmm. Like if I want to have my ideal of like perfect health, if I pretty much like, let's say I just ate junk food every day, all day long, and never moved my body, the fear that I would feel, like the fear of like stepping into my true, what my soul feels like is my true self, mm-hmm. would keep me stuck in not taking the right aligned actions, right? Like I would continue to make choices. And then the fear of, wow, I'm responsible for this. Like yeah. that's real. And I think it's scary for a lot of people, because it feels easier to point fingers outside of ourselves.
100%.
Than it is for us. And this is not with everything, obviously, but a lot of things. And like, I can speak to my own personal experience. Abso-freaking-lutely have I been fearful at times, not wanting to take accountability and full responsibility that my actions created a result that I might not have wanted.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
But I think that also circles.
Go ahead.
Sorry.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I think that also circles around to what self-love really is, because so many people are so afraid of fully embodying themselves and fully loving themselves. And self-love, I think I said this already, like in the last podcast, but it's so true for me. It's like self-love at one point in my life was like, I'm going to yoga, I'm drinking my green juice, like look at me, I'm meditating and I'm praying and I really love myself. But really what self-love is, and what I have since discovered on my own journey, is that me sitting in my metaphorical shit, all of my bumps, all of my bruises, all of the ways that I have not been even a good person throughout different aspects of my life. Like we all make mistakes, right? Sitting in that, fully starting to accept it, and also sitting in the reality of, wow, a lot of my personal choices, for better or for worse, and even not knowing, led me to where I am right now, and taking full accountability and full responsibility for that. Like that is what self-love is. Self-love is being able to look at yourself wholly and fully, and loving every single aspect of yourself, even if it feels ugly, even if it feels gross, because mm-hmm. we're all perfectly imperfect and we're all just bumbling through this human journey together. And I think in order for us to get past the fear and the sticky, we have to believe and embody that we are worthy and that we are so beautifully deserving of these things that we visualize, of these things that we want to bring in, and to not feel bad about what you want. Like there's this emphasis also of like people feeling bad about wanting better, like wanting to be financially abundant or wanting to have what yeah. they feel like is their physical body or wanting to have a nice car or a nice home or like all of these things. Like it's just how, as humans on this experience and this journey, like how much we have been indoctrinated to like limiting ourselves. It's like mind blowing to me.
Yeah.
Like it hurts my brain.
Yeah, no. And that's actually that's a big part of divine feminine also is receiving.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's interesting because when I hear divine feminine, I remember when I learned that I was like, I never really thought about that, you know, because if you're someone who's like out there doing all these things and giving and, you know, if you don't receive, which it's not either or, it's different shades, right? But it's like mm-hmm. in terms of self-love and worthiness, it's like if the deeper you can love yourself, and the more at the deeper level you can do that, the more you're willing and able to receive, because it sounds like it should be something like, of course I want to receive. But again, it's like, do I feel like I'm worth the success, the amount of success I want to have? Do I feel like I'm worth that? Whatever it is that you're seeking, it all comes back to that, like allowing yourself to be open to like the possibilities of that imagination whatever your mind, whatever flows up, you know, when you're dreaming, daydreaming, before your ego gets in the way, before all the negative thoughts, before your past experiences, goodness knows, I fucking feel that. It's like, let go of the past. Like, let go. If you've lived, and again, it can be past lives too, so I'm not saying it's even age related, but obviously if you've spent more years as a physical human being, at this point, you've had more life experiences in this lifetime, which isn't to say better, worse, or anything, again, because age really doesn't matter. But it's like, if you're more aware in this lifetime, like for myself, I'll say, so a lot of things that happened with regard to music business, and not even just like men, let's say, things that have happened that I'm trying to say it without saying it, but things from my past, things from our past keep coming up until we really move through them. And sometimes, you know, it takes time, and that's quite all right, because moving on to another really quick thing before we close up, because I just saw the time, but you know, like believing you're worth it, embracing this divine feminine energy of receiving, not just being so regimented that you think you have all the answers. And when something different pops up, you notice it because you're open to that and you're willing to consider it instead of just like, no, it didn't go the way I thought. And then, sorry, there's one more thing. I feel like I just channeled that and then it like led me somewhere else. I like wanted to do a whole nother podcast episode on that. but divine timing, that's what I wanted to like close with. Because like, as Ifoma knows from her healing journey, and as I know from my own healing journey, it's like everything does happen, and like things do happen at the perfect moment. I don't think I'm still integrating that, but I know it now more than I believe it. You know, it's something you always hear about, like, oh, everything will be at the right time. You know, when I started my music business career, I was all of 23 and, you know, told to say you're 19. And like, you, as a woman, you basically are taught, oh, by this age, you got to do this. By this age, you got to do this. Da, 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 da. And it's like, that's all bullshit. That's like the old patriarchal, that's what's crumbling now, thankfully. So like trusting wherever you are on your journey, you're right on time. And it's all there for you.
Yep.
At all times. And integrating that. Okay, I'm off my soapbox snack. I don't know. I like so many thoughts.
No, it's so true. It's so true and it's so good. But just know that wherever you are in your journey of life, like you, everything that you want, wants you to, energetically in all the ways. And you are exactly where you're supposed to be, even if it feels slow or sticky, stuck. Everything happens in the most perfect divine time, like Jess said, and that you're good. Like everything is good and everything will be good. It just breathe into that. Sweet surrender, as I like to say, sweet surrender to your journey.
Yeah. Enjoy it. Enjoy it. Enjoy. The more you enjoy it, the more good shit happens to you.
Dude, let me tell you, like, I keep wishing that time would go faster from now until we get to Korea, but there is such magic with where I am right now. And it's like the perfect, dare I say, the perfect amount of, like, it's not too fast. It doesn't feel too slow. I mean, there's some moments when America is like on like some ish that I just am like, get me out of this country. But overall, I just feel like I'm able to savor these last few months. I'm able to savor these moments. I'm able to super deeply appreciate exactly where I am. And it just is like, makes me more excited. And to speak on divine timing, I've been manifesting us moving back to Korea since like 2019. And if it had happened when I wanted to, we would have been moving during a pandemic, during so much unknown craziness, and that would not have been able to experience the country like I want to. That to move now, it's like, well, duh, it's now. Like, look at that magic. I was so mad for so long. And now I can just be like, Thanks for always seeming to knowing better, like beautiful energies of the universe.
Yes, I love it. And on that note, we thank you so much for joining us for Heart First today.
Yes, we love you so much. Please let us know any questions or comments that you have. Email us at heartfirst.podcast@gmail.com, and you can find us on Instagram right now.
Love you. See you soon. Bye.
Bye.